them and us drug money. Drug companies have hiked the cost of some NHS medicines by as much as 8,000%. The Tories and Blairites often say the cure for the health service underfunding is the market. If only there was more competition, everything would be cheaper. But drugs whose patents have expired, opening them to production by multiple firms, can actually increase in price. Merbentil syrup, a treatment for stomach cramps, is one such medicine. Under patent, it sold for £1.77 a bottle. After three firms were allowed to produce generic versions, the same amount cost £143.84. One firm behind the 8,027% hike, French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi, made £3 billion in profits last year. The NHS faces a possible funding gap of around £2 billion this year alone. Sanofi's chief executive scrapes by on a mere £3 million per annum. We are pretty sure we could find a better use for all that cash. The socialist says, nationalize the pharmaceutical industry, to help save our NHS £2 billion. Funding gap NHS could face this year according to 2014 estimates £3 billion. Profits made last year, by racketeering French drug company Sanofi,